Well, good evening, everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to welcome everyone to tonight's Moore Success Team Prepaid Legal Conference Call. We had another phenomenal week on the Moore Success Team and of all prepaid legal, another record-setting week. You know, we just have a few short days to close out the month and to rank advance and Players Club advance and to take advantage of the phenomenal $72 promotion. So I encourage you all to really buckle down hard and take advantage of the last couple of days here to really close the month out strong. But to get things kicked off tonight, guys, we got a phenomenal call for you guys this evening. I hope you guys got pen and paper and ready to take some notes. But to get things kicked off tonight, I'd like to go out to Ada, Oklahoma, and to the leader of the Moore Success Team, the Executive Vice President of Prepaid Legal, but most importantly, he's my papa, and that's Mr. Ken Moore. Papa, are you with us?
I'm right here, Jeremy. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, sir.
Oh, this is going to be a great call tonight. Before we even start the call, Jeremy, I tell you, I want to say that Mr. Jimmy Parrish is going to be in Ada the 15th and 16th, having a group school. And for anybody that's even close, walking, crawling, or hitchhiking, they do well to be there. Jimmy is one of the top trainers in the United States. And, of course, he's on our team. He's the fourth top producer in the United States right now. Of course, LLD Benefits under Linda Bowden is the top producer. So we got both on the team. And, Jeremy, you're the top recruiter in the nation. So we got a lot of good things going. God's been blessing us. But we're also very fortunate tonight, very fortunate to have this next speaker on the call. You know, I've met a lot of young men in my life, and this is one of the most outstanding young men I've ever met. He has honor. He has integrity. He's a family man. He's a $500,000 ringer. He's in the millionaire club. I can't think of all the good things he's done. He's a great American. He's a Christian man. He's a team player. And it's just an honor for me to call him my friend. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Michael Humes.
But I tell you, Mr. Moore, I'm honored to be on the call and to have a chance to share just for a few minutes with you all. Can you hear me clearly, sir?
I can hear you very clearly, and I know you took time out of your schedule when your own team's having a call, and that is what I call a sacrifice. So, Michael, thank you very much.
No problem at all, sir. You know, one and first and foremost, we're all one big team, and
absolutely.
So to be a part of the legacy that not only the Stone Ciphers, but obviously the generational legacy that you and your family has laid. I mean, to hear my good friend Jeremy start out the call and then introduce you, I mean, it just tells all of us who are on this call that, one, we have an opportunity that's here to stay, and two, that we can truly follow Proverbs 13:22, where a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. And I guess you've lived to prove that to us, and we appreciate you, sir, for all that you do. And I just thank God for the opportunity that we have. And so I'm not going to keep you long, family. One, good evening. Now, for those who I've never had the chance to meet, my name is Mike Humes, born and raised in the Washington, D.C. area. Went to high school here, went to college 5 years, left school a sophomore. So lesson number one, you know, don't judge a book by its cover. Obviously, if I've been invited on this call, it's because Prepaid Legal has definitely allowed me to really find out who I really was, to find out what I was made of and position myself to really not limit myself based on what the university said I was worth. And so 5 years sophomore, there was only one place to go from there. Some say the military. I chose the Postal Service. That way I could still legally carry a gun and deliver mail at the same time. And so in the Washington, D.C. area, I did that for about 5 years and tried several different business opportunities, was always looking for the right fit. And when Prepaid Legal came along, you know, to be perfectly honest, like I'm sure some of us on this phone, I brushed it off. I didn't really know that it was the opportunity that was going to be life-changing for me. And so, you know, I got involved, but I got involved reluctantly. Really, I didn't understand the membership at 25. I had never used an attorney before. I didn't plan on using one for the next 25 years of my life. So I didn't see a value in taking advantage of it until I sat down and was properly exposed. And so, you know, that if you're taking notes, that's the first thing you want to do is make sure you're properly exposed, folks, to this service and to this incredible opportunity. Why? Because, you know, we know that over the next 2 weeks, we're going to introduce tens of millions, hopefully, of folks to not only a blast off, but most importantly, to our prepaid legal business opportunity. So I really want to just lay out exactly what I'm going to be doing over the next 2 weeks between now and October 12th. And I have here on my whiteboard in my bedroom, which is one of probably four or five whiteboards that are all over the house. But it says, Mike, leave it all on the field. don't have any regrets on October 12th. And that's really what I want to talk to you guys about, a sense of urgency between now and then. And when I started my prepaid legal business, which is amazing because today is the 28th and it's really my 11th year anniversary being involved with prepaid legal services today. I can't believe it. I haven't done anything, committed to anything in my life for 11 years. And just to be a part of an opportunity where I can say, wow, at 36 years of age, I've been involved with the opportunity for 11 years. Again, delivered mail for 5 years, got involved with prepaid legal, took it seriously, and it had a sense of urgency that first 30 days because I knew that we needed to create a story. And when I say we, it was a handful of friends of mine and I who had tried several different business opportunities. And when prepaid legal came along, we said, you know what, we're going to give this thing 110%. We're going to leave it all on the field. The very thing that I have written on my board, where I say leave it all on the field, don't have any regrets, I was talking about the entire month of October when I started my business. But obviously we didn't have the opportunity that you all have here today. And that's what I did. My first month was blessed to earn around $5,000 in income. And I tell you, when you're working a 65, 70-hour week work schedule and you're not bringing home anywhere near that type of income in any 2 months, to be able to generate that on a part-time basis with about 10 hours worth of work monthly, you know, it was just incredible to me. I could have quit the business then because I was so overwhelmed at the fact that I found an opportunity that did what it said it would do. Where I could really go out, be a blessing to other people through the service, but at the same time, I could be compensated for it. And, you know, just the spirit of the company, I heard it as I, you know, listened to everyone chime in on the call, just the personality and how personable this team is to be able to know who's calling in and from all over the country. And that alone, it just tells you the opportunity that we have. And so it was exciting for me to get involved with a real company such as Prepaid Legal. And I just took it seriously. So the first 90 days kept running, my business to the director position. My ninth month in the business was blessed to walk away from the post office at the age of 26. At 27, the company paid me over $180,000 from home. Now, again, here's someone who was used to making $30,000 a year. And to go at 27 years of age and earn almost a multiple six-figure income, it was just astounding to me. But it wasn't me. It was who I was becoming along the way. So if you're taking notes, number two is that personal development. You know, obviously we know that formal education will make you a living, but it's that self-education that will make you a fortune. And so I continue to work on me. And as I continue to grow, so did my income. And so did those who I started to surround myself with. Their incomes grew, and I was just your average income is that of the five closest people you surround yourself with, and I was just fortunate to hang around folks who obviously wanted more and felt like stretching themselves. And, you know, three of my my four closest friends all earned a six-figure ring within a year and a half, and I was the last to do it and felt like I was the weakest link. And so, again, it's just being around, you know, the right associations, people willing to stretch themselves and stretch you in the process. And so that's why calls like this are so important. If you had a long day, to get the kids ready for bed and get them ready for school and do homework, just like I had to do this evening, you know, just finished putting my daughter to bed not even a half hour ago to prepare her for school tomorrow, being a single father of a beautiful 9-year-old princess, you know, it's just a part of, what I have to do. But what Prepaid Legal has given me is the opportunity where I can put her to bed, where I can say her prayers with her at night and feel good as we lay down. And I can, you know, go through all the homework and, you know, sneak in a board game right before we go to bed where I can take her to a dental appointment today, her very first cleaning today, where I can, you know, just have the ability to have my life back. And, you know, these are small things I probably just mentioned to you on the call, but as I look back and I remember when Michaela was born and I look back at having that time freedom with her all the way up until now at 9 years of age, ladies and gentlemen, you can't get that time back. And so that's why I want to talk to you about having a sense of urgency over these next 2 weeks. Why? Because you cannot get these 2 weeks back. And so this is when you want to leave it all on the field. This is when you want to put aside any and everything that is not as important as positioning yourself with this incredible wave that we have. I mean, for some of us, it's not even the next 2 weeks. It's the next 48 hours. It's positioning yourself before the end of this month to hit whatever level you're shooting for. If it's going to senior associate, if it's saying, you know what, I'm going to find that one person that's just like me, that wants more out of life. I'm not going to go to sleep until I make that extra call, until I, you know, sit down with that extra person. I'm not going to, pack it in until I go out and I go through my list like I was told to do. I'm not going to, you know, give in until or give up until I give out. That's it. You know, I'm not giving in or giving up until I give out. I give it all out and leave it all on the field. It's that personal shooting for manager who says, you know what, I have two people right now on the team, but I know I still have some follow-ups to do, and you refuse to give in until you get the other two. It's the person who's shooting for director. You know that $500 is laying out there for you, the bonus money, and you've got to continue to press forward. And so the key to pressing towards that is to continue to run with those who are not just running, but those who have already accomplished that goal. And I want to really touch on that for those who are shooting, you know, for executive director. There's someone on the call right now who is just looking to knock out your players club, which is a huge deal. Get your players club done. I mean, it's amazing to be able to spend time in Cancun, as many of us will, just like those who spent time in the Dominican and, you know, Cancun the previous year and, you know, Tahoe and all the different locations that Prepaid Legal takes us, to have the car bonus coming in where you can choose to do whatever you want to do with it, but obviously to have the option, you know, to have the choice of what to do with some discretionary income, some extra income. You know, most folks don't have extra income right now. And so we all have a choice of if we want to get Players Club qualified or not. And, you know, I say that, and even with the schedule, being the regional vice president of six different states and having an organization that broke five platinum executive directors last month alone, and you know, I don't know how many executive directors, and again, being a single father, and you know, last month my daughter started school, as most kids did, and you know, a brand new school and just everything, getting involved and meeting with the administrator, meeting with the, you know, all the different teachers there, so I can, you know, be a part of it and volunteering to do this, that, and the other. And even with all of that going on, you know, I knew I had to still knock my players club out, as small as that seems in the big scheme of things. But ladies and gentlemen, that's what I did day one, and that's what I encourage you to do. Is Every single appointment is very important. You never know. Every single day, you just never know who you're going to meet. You never know if it's that next executive director, if it's that next platinum executive, if it's that next, you know, ring earner that's on your team. You just never know who you're sitting down with. And so take every appointment, you know, every phone number you exchange, every exposure, as if it's the one that's going to be life-changing for you. And I promise you, at some point, because of your posture, because of how you approach your business, it definitely will be. So here's the goal for the next 2 weeks. It's been laid out by the company. But if I was talking to you one-on-one, if I was letting you know exactly what I'm doing, I'm just selling out, making sure that I'm talking to as many people as possible. I'm letting folks know, listen, in a few weeks you're going to hear about some information that you can't get back. I'm giving you an opportunity to hear it right now. I'm giving you an opportunity to position yourself. You know, if you're talking to someone tonight or tomorrow, say, listen, I'm giving you an opportunity to position yourself before the masses do. You know, $72 basically, depending on what membership you market, the opportunity is just $72 to position yourself to create a lifestyle and share with them the lifestyle that comes from making that $72 decision. You know, it's hard for me to believe that a $249 investment has me working on my fourth million. Again, someone who grew up in the inner city of Washington, D.C., that delivered mail for 5 years, someone who, again, a postal worker, someone who spent 5 years in college, the lead school of sophomore, after 5 years with Prepaid Legal, 5 years of working on myself, of really selling out to the vision and to the dream of not only Mr. Stonecipher, but the vision I have for me and my family, I was able to earn my first million. You find me another company where someone like myself could generate that type of income, and it doesn't exist. You know, it just does not exist to see a company with over 109 millionaire club members, ladies and gentlemen, and that's what you have in front of you. So, you know, again, as you're laying it out, write out every single person, those who you've already talked to, because I tell you, people's lifestyle changes from month to month. So you want to make sure that you continue to follow up, that you continue to drip on them, that you share with them what we have going on right now. And what they're going to buy is not even so much the company. Believe it or not, they're not going to buy Blast Off. They buy you. They buy your posture. They buy your attitude. They buy your integrity. They buy you. So it's everything about you. We attract success. And in order to be a success in our business, in order to finish this month out strong, I'm going to tell you, don't run with the runners, but run with the finishers. I can't tell you how many times I've heard from folks over and over, month after month, Mr. Humes, this is my month. I'm going to get it done. I know. Now, we've all, as leaders on this call, have heard it. Listen, I promise you this is my month. I know I said it before, but I'm telling you, it's something coming out of Vegas that makes this month different. And you know what? We wind up, we let life get in the way. We let the real enemy that affects us, we blame it on everybody else, our boss, our kids, our spouse, our family, our friends. We say they didn't do it. We blame it on the football season. We blame it on the president. We blame it on the Democrats. We blame it on the Republicans. We blame it on everybody else. But the real enemy is the inner me. It's the person that's inside of us that stops us. It's no one else that can stop you but you. You know, it's you know, I had to realize and really start to tell myself that if the enemy on the inside, if I defeat that enemy on the inside, then the enemy on the outside can do me no harm. But the real enemy was the inner me. I was stopping me more than anyone else. And I just challenge you not to stop you, not to stand in the way of what's waiting for you. You know, it's a book that we're reading as a team, and it's a book I've read several times, and it's just amazing to read this book now at a different point in my life, and it's called The Dream Giver. And some of you on the line, I'm sure, have read the book. It's The Dream Giver. It's by Bruce Wilkinson, the same author as The Prayer of Jabez. And the book is so powerful because it just reminds me of where I was. You know, it's about a gentleman by the name of Ordinary. And Ordinary is a nobody who lives in the land of familiar. And basically, he's going to pursue a big dream. And once the dream giver convinces him to escape his comfort zone, Ordinary begins the journey of his life. And so, you know, it's so funny how, you know, all of us are looked at as ordinary. And obviously we're not ordinary because we're on this call. You have to be an extraordinary person just to think outside the box. You know, who else is on a conference call learning to build and stretch yourself to be a better person, not just a better prepaid legal associate, because that's not what this call is about. It makes you a better person. You know, when I'm on a call like this, I become a better father, you know, at some point a better husband, at some point, you know, just a better all-around individual. You know, my goal is to become a better leader. It stretches you in every area of your life, and that's the key is, you know, we want to go from being ordinary to extraordinary, but the key is we've got to get away from the folks who, from the nobodies. We've got to get out of the land of familiar in order to pursue whatever it is that's your big dream. For some of us, you know, it's to adopt villages in Haiti and the Dominican. I never dreamed that that would be a vision, a goal of mine, but along with my best friend, Mr. Self, that's what we've been able to do, to adopt, you know, tens of villages in Haiti and Dominican, people who don't even know us, but we're able to feed and clothe those villages and provide, you know, just a lifestyle that they didn't know was possible for them. But in order to do it, the caveat to the story, which to me is the best part, is what you've got to go through. You know, it says what may first seem like a road full of obstacles is actually a series of opportunities to help you toward your destiny. And that's the key. You know, on your way to executive director and beyond, I promise you that there are going to be obstacles that are in your way. And obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off your goals. That's why I have whiteboards all over the house with all of my goals written on them. That's why, you know, I formulated the quote, it's impossible to stop a man or woman who will not quit. That's why I constantly am speaking positive things into my little girl, because I want to make sure that she understands and knows who she is and who she belongs to. And so, you know, it's so important, family, that we align ourselves with people who are finishers, not just with runners, not just with those who say, yeah, come on, let's do this just so we can do it, without having a plan in place. You've got to run with the finishers. You've got to run with those who've already done it. See, if I want to become a platinum executive director, or, you know, when I wanted to push to find someone who not only ran from a $100,000 ring on straight to the $250,000 ring, then Jeremy Moore might be someone who I would converse with. But I wouldn't just waste his time and say, listen, you know, what'd you do? You want to run with folks who are running. And so you've got to deserve, you've got to earn the time of those who've gone out there and done it. You've got to really see exactly what they're willing to go through and grow through. And at that point, you're willing to finish. You know, it's amazing that we got to understand that obstacles happen as we get closer to the finish line. You know, most accidents occur just a mile away from your home. Most accidents occur when the person is a mile away from their destination. Most airlines or airplanes, I should say, you know, they crash when they're in the process of landing. If there's ever, you know, a crash, God forbid, but that's when they happen. It's because, again, as you're closing in on a destination, that's when things get tougher. It's not supposed to get easier. You know, that's when it's all heart when you're running a marathon and you get to the end. You know, it's just repetition of just doing the motions, going at it that much harder. It becomes hard at the end of the month when you've heard no at the beginning of the month. Most people quit when they get the very thing they need to become a success. See, most people quit. I know for myself, my first three private business receptions, zero people showed up. Zero people. I blame Mr. Self, who's my sponsor. I blame Mr. Stonecipher. He didn't even know who I was at the time. I blame my supervisor, Mr. Brown, at the post office. I blame Mr. Jones, who was the station manager. I blame, you know, all of my friends for not showing up, my auntie for not coming over. I blamed everybody but me, everyone but the person who didn't follow the system. And I could have easily quit like so many others, but here's what I did. I used poor judgment in setting those up, and so here's what I had to do. I gained the experience of how not to do them right then and there. And so from experience, guess what? You learn to use good judgment. So I knew that a three-way call would be beneficial. I knew that, by following the system and getting my expert on the line and doing the edification, that things would change. I knew if I picked guests up, they would be forced to show up at a presentation. I've never had anyone jump out the car on the way to a presentation. Haven't lost one yet. And so, again, I knew that there were ways to build a business and have proper success, but I just had to be willing to go through and grow through what it would take for me to have that success, family. And so, again, these are the things that you want to focus on over the next 2 weeks, just being faithful to the system. And so, I had to stop blaming everyone else and start to focus in on exactly what I needed to do in order to have success. But, again, I had to gain the experience, and the experience came from poor judgment. Most people quit when they get the very thing they need, which is experience. The way to learn how to do something, you gain the experience. But most people quit when experience leads to good judgment, and good judgment leads to success. They were two steps away from success, but they quit on their way. And so, again, I'm just encouraging you, don't quit. Focus on your goals. Keep them all over the house. Keep them in front of you. Sit down with the family. Let them know, listen, mom's not going to be around as much, just because I have to get this goal for us as a family. Here's what the reward will do. Daddy won't be able to make all of your games this week, son, because here's what we've got to do. Once we hit this position, guess what? I will never miss another game. It feels good never to miss any field trips, never to miss any gymnastics classes my daughter takes, never to miss when she took piano. I didn't have to miss it. It feels good, family, not to miss anything. When I'm at the school or when I'm at the church for an event, whether it's liturgical dance, whatever it is, I can't tell you. You can't get those times back. But it was putting the time in. It was paying it forward that has allowed me to live the lifestyle that I'm starting to enjoy. And so, again, we all have choices, and you've got to make the right choice over the next 2 weeks. The hour that you invest right now is going to be worth 1,000 hours 5 to 10 years from now. The hours you invest right now, they'll be worth thousands of hours 5 to 10 years from now, just simply because of the number of people that we get a chance to put in place, put in the front end of this incredible opportunity, and on the back end, you get to reap the rewards. And I tell you, there is no other conference call in prepaid legal services. There is no conference call in this company that can feature a father, a son, and then a grandson that has been able to build and leave a legacy as such an example as the one that you're on right now, which is why there's never a time when, if I'm asked to be on this call, that I will ever say no, because it's an honor to be a part of the history that's being created within our company. You can't find this in any other opportunity, and that's what makes it such a beautiful thing. So listen, family, over the next 2 weeks, let's focus on nothing but our goals. Let's put them all over the house. Let's focus on our wants and reasons. Let's focus on our reason why. Let's make sure that we're faithful to the process. Let's not end up like ordinary. Let's get away from all those who are ordinary people. Let's get around the extraordinary people. I think, one of the saddest things I ever read was a Chicago sanitation worker who says, "I go to work to dig the ditch, to make the money, to buy the food, to gain the strength to go to work." Again, family, living to work and working to live, and we can't continue that cycle. Someone has to break that cycle in order to have the lifestyle that our family deserves, and that's the ability of having choices. The definition of choice is the voluntary act of doing that which is preferred. It's the voluntary act of doing that which is preferred. And that's what personal development did for me. It forced me to start to understand that I was voluntarily passing my life into someone else's hands and letting them control where they wanted me to go, when they wanted me to be there, and how long they wanted me to stay there. Someone was dictating if I could attend a family member's funeral. Someone was dictating, if I could spend time with a sick loved one. Someone was dictating all those things. But it wasn't them. It was simply I was handing my life over to them and allowing them to do it. And here you have the ability, through our incredible opportunity, but more so through such leaders as the More Success team, to really follow folks who've already laid out a proven system for you and obviously attain everything you're looking for in life. So, again, I appreciate the opportunity. I look forward to sharing everyone's success, as we push toward, our next conference, which isn't until Oklahoma City. So I know this team is going to break. I don't know how many executive directors and six-figure ring earners, but wherever the goal is, you've got to put it in front of you. You've got to share it with as many people as you can. Vocalize your resolve. Let them know exactly where you're going and how you're going to get there, and you'll be amazed at how many people will follow you. So with that, Mr. Moore, again, I appreciate you, sir, and I'm going to pass the call back over to you.
Mike, thank you so very much. And, Mike, I know there's at least 9 Millionaire Club members on the call tonight, which is not too shabby, but I tell you what, we appreciate you so very much. You're a true leader. You're a true gentleman. You're a true American, and God bless you, and God bless your family.
God bless you as well, sir. I appreciate the opportunity, and definitely look forward to seeing you again real soon.
My pleasure, sir. Mr. Jeremy.
All right, what a phenomenal call. Mr. James always does a terrific job. But right now, to keep things moving on, we'd like to go out to Southern California to $200,000 income earner, fixing on the verge of being $250,000. Platinum executive director, Mr. Chris Hughes. Chris, are you with us?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Hey, Chris, thanks for being on the call tonight. You're certainly an inspiration. I appreciate you being on.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
That testimony you had turned me on today.
Well, I'm happy to share it, and if you guys will pray for me, I'm about $7,000 out from my $250,000 ring. So we're
in the name of Jesus. Consider it done, my friend.
All right, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Got three more deposits, the best deposits of the month. We're looking forward to it, and just echo all the sentiments that Mr. Hume shared earlier with the whole team, and what a privilege it is to be part of a legacy organization. And Mr. Kenmore, what he was referring to is I sent an email to Mr. Stonecipher over the weekend because I just got fired up. I mean, I've been fired up about Blastoff and about all that it means and you know what it's going to mean to all of us long term. And I got up for church on Sunday, and I was going to print out something for I teach the young men in my church, the youth, and I was going to print something out, and I was out of ink. So I thought, I'm out of ink. I started putting on my to-do list for Monday. I'll just go get some ink at Staples up the road. And then I thought, no, I'm going to go into my Blastoff to the mall and see what they've got. And I clicked on office supplies, and about seven or eight different vendors came up, seven or eight different stores that many of them that we all have heard about, like I think Office Max or Copy Max was in there, and there's some others that we've all heard of. But I saw one of the stores was 123inkjets.com, and underneath it, it said up to 17% cash back. And, you know, that's one of the big allures, the big draws of the blast off system is to be able to shop where we shop anyway, and instead of, you know, just shopping, shop and get some cash back. So I couldn't believe it, 17% cash back. So I went in, I found they were, it just, the story gets better and better and better, but 17% cash back got me in the door, okay? So once I went in there, I searched for the Hewlett-Packard and the kind of ink that I needed, and they said that if you buy three, you save $3, okay? So I bought three black ink cartridges, saved $3 there. I bought three colored ones, saved $3 there. Then it says this order qualifies for a 10% discount. So I saved 10% there by putting in a little code, and my total was $97.14. And by the way, they gave me free shipping as well. So actually, total came out to $107.94. They gave me a 10% off, which is $10.80, free shipping. So my overall total was $97.14. So I was tickled about that. Well, then I went and I looked at Staples.com, which is not in the mall, because Staples is the place I was going to go and buy them from anyway. And that same purchase at Staples would have cost me $227.94. So my savings was $130, almost $131. And then you add 17% cash back, which is $16.51. Add it all up, I saved or earned $139.67 by shopping on my Blastoff page. And I looked this morning, and I just made that order, yesterday. I got up this morning and looked at my commissions, and sure enough, I had a $16 commission from 123inkjet.com. And I got to tell you that this thing is going to be hot. I mean, I've talked to a lot of people over the years about prepaid legal, and we all know the numbers. Most say no. A very few of them say yes. I can't imagine anybody saying no to Blastoff and getting that cash back, being able to have that cool homepage, a cool portal into the Internet, and aggregate all their all the websites that they view, Hulu, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, all their sporting teams, the news, CNN, Fox, the video games, the music. It's a really cool thing. I mean, you all know I'm preaching to the choir, But they get that for free, and then they've got the mall, and in the mall they're promoting prepaid legal. I mean, I'm fired up. I look back there today, Mr. Moore, and my commissions in the last 2 weeks, now, of course, $16 of it was from my own purchase from the Inkjet store, and then I got 7 cents from iTunes on a song that I downloaded. But there's $23 in commissions back there. And I talked to my brother Tony. He's got $24 in commissions. Talked to one of my executive directors on the team. He's got $26 in commissions. I said to my wife, I said, honey, you know, this is just a handful of people from a pre-launch, from prepaid legal, that are shopping on this mall. I said, you know, the question is using viral marketing and you know, sharing something that's free, fun, and easy. I said, do you think we can multiply this by 100 times? She said, absolutely. We can grow our network 100 times. I said, well, in 2 weeks, we've made $23. You know, 100 times that is $2,300 in 2 weeks. I said to her, you think over the next year or 2 years we could grow what we've got right now by 1,000 times? She said, absolutely. I said, well, we've made $23 in 2 weeks. We do 1,000 times that. That's $23,000 in a two-week period of time from a blast-off mall. And here's what I tell you. I know we're a little bit long, Mr. Moore, but I got to tell you this. This is my favorite thing about the blast-off network. Is I've got everybody and their dog all fired up about getting into Blastoff. They can't wait. Some of them are going to sign up into prepaid legal to do it so they can get involved on the 20 levels deep, and some of them aren't. Some of them just want to do Blastoff. Well, if you'll notice, let's say I meet somebody named Joe at Starbucks, and I pitch him on Blastoff. He says, well, of course, that's a no-brainer. Starbucks is going to give me, what, 6-8% cash back? You buy a Starbucks card, charge it up $50, $100, whatever, and you're going to get cash back on that. And every time you go into Starbucks, just put your Starbucks card down and refill that card anytime you run out of money, and you're going to get cash back. Well, Joe says, hey, great, no-brainer, I'm going to go sign up. He goes and signs up. Well, here's what I love about how they've got Blastoff set up. I can go look in my network, and you can see everybody on your first level in the network. Well, there he is. There's Joe Blow right there on my first level of my network. I now can email Joe Blow and say, hey, Joe, I met you at Starbucks. I saw you join my network. Congratulations. This thing's amazing. I've already got thousands of people on my network, or hundreds or dozens or whatever it is, and already starting to get paid. I really love it. Hey, by the way, I was involved in the beta testing of the Blastoff network, and actually I might be able to get you a 20-level payout instead of 10. If you're interested, hit me back. I mean, who with half a brain, who already signed up for Blastoff, when given a chance to get 20 levels deep as opposed to 10 levels deep, is not going to have some interest in that? You know, he sends me an email, says, absolutely, how do I get 20 levels deep as opposed to 10 levels deep? Now I have a prepaid legal prospect. I put him right through the same prospecting system. Maybe I get together with him belly to belly, knee to knee. Maybe I send him to my website. Maybe I invite him to a business briefing. But I can't tell you how excited I am. I can't imagine Mr. Stonecipher making this business any easier. I look at Blastoff as the number one lead producing mechanism ever in all of network marketing, and we got it, and we've got an exclusive, and we're going to get paid a secondary income for building that network, which is really just going to build our prepaid legal business. So I'm really fired up about it, and I was just glad to share this with you. I'll pass it back over to you, Mr. Moore.
I tell you what, we appreciate you sharing that with us. That's exciting news, and you certainly are enthused, and that gets other people enthused, and it's only because it's working. It's only because it's real. Thank you, Chris Hughes.
Thank you, sir.
Jeremy?
All right. Is Mr. Tony Hughes on the call? Well, Papa, we're kind of running a touch bit long tonight, but I think it was well worth it. I think we had a phenomenal call. Do you have anything you'd like to say before we close things out?
Tony Hughes is not on the call.
I didn't hear him.
Well, I guess we screwed up there somewhere. Maybe I was supposed to call him. I thought your dad was. But either way, well, we appreciate Tony. We appreciate everything he's doing. But he had some top recruiters on his team. I think Michael Gott had someone under him. And he had a guy named Nate call me today, just made manager. So I want to congratulate all those people for the fine, outstanding job they did do on the recruiting, Jeremy. Our team is really moving, and all these people, we really appreciate them. And besides that, I just want to tell them to keep God first and keep putting family second and prepaid third, and then put blast off whoever works in there for you. And remember to build your prepaid business and to use the blast off to finance your things. And we're just going to win and win and win. So God bless you and good night.
Good night, everyone.